have no idea. Sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down.
What's the possibility that the reason we have had fewer crashes the last 3 years is because the number of deer is down?
Well, that could be a true statement, but we really don't know because wildlife officials no longer give a statewide herd estimate. They do not provide a herd estimate for the year, so we don't know if that's really true or not.
What about the idea that either people are buying gizmos to put on their cars to ward away the deer, or they're driving more safely?
Individuals could be driving more safely, without a doubt. We try to send this warning out every fall, right during deer breeding season, which begins in October and runs through January, because that's when the deer are just running rampant. So we do try to get the message out. So hopefully individuals are driving and are more aware that this could be an occurrence that might happen to them. There's no studies that have shown and proven that any gizmo or gadget that you buy for your vehicle actually does avoid deer collisions.
Is there a particular time of day when it's the most dangerous in terms of these kinds of crashes?
In Ohio, most of these crashes occur at dawn or dusk. So the statistics show that about 55% of the crashes occur between 5 p.m. and 1 a.m., and about 22% of the crashes occur between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. So right around dawn and dusk is when it seems to be real high activity. But that also tends to be there are more people on the road at that point in time. You're either commuting back and forth to work or you're going somewhere.
In Ohio, sometimes on the highways, we see actual road signs warning people about deer in the area.
Without a doubt. If you see a road sign that's a deer crossing area, DNR does not just put those up for no reason. There have been documented situations in which there are a lot of deer in that area. There are a lot of deer crossing that roadway. So be alert, be attentive, and especially when you see those signs, watch.